Great. Continue the topic of Birchat HaTorah, which we're on page 112. So we concluded last night how important it is to recite Birchat HaTorah every single day. And I want to actually go on a tangent for a minute, because as I was looking through this, there was a topic which I did not see. And so I think it's worthwhile just maybe digressing for a couple of moments. And what's very interesting about the bracha, if you take a look at the Gemara itself, the Gemara seems to say there's a few options of what Bracha de Torah is. Right? What do I mean? Is it just the bracha of the Sog Divrei Torah? What about the bracha of Asher Bracha Rabbanu, Mikol Amim? Right? So the Gemara actually brings three opinions. One is that it's a bracha of the Asok. One is that it is the bracha of Hamlamed Torah Lemo Yisrael. And the third, Asher Bracha Rabbanu Mikol Amim. And the Gemara actually concludes that it is all the above, which is very strange, because usually, okay, make a decision. Is it A, is it B, or is it C? But to say it's all the above, you know, it's like a multiple choice exam, right? You know, A, B, C, all the D, right? It's really, it's D. So we see here that in many ways, the Birchat HaTorah has, right, has a very interesting component to it that's almost an anomaly. I'll give you another example. We just had sukkahs not that long ago, and you're in a sukkah in the morning for breakfast, then you go to school, and you come home at night for dinner, you make another leishah b'sukkah, right? You made a leishah b'sukkah at 9 in the morning, when you're home for dinner, you make another bracha at 6 o'clock in the evening. Why? This whole day went by, right? What's interesting about Bracha de Torah is that you make a bracha in the morning, at 7 in the morning, let's say, when you before shul, right? And then you go to a shir tehillah, and we learn. You don't make no, you say, wait, there's a Bracha Torah again. My Bracha Torah was 4 hours ago, and in those 4 hours, I went to psychology, I went to a lab, I went to the doctor's appointment. How come you make a Bracha Torah every single time? Right? Then if you, well, now it's 10 o'clock at night, how can you make another? The Bracha Torah that you recited 14 hours ago is still good? How's it possible? You follow? This is so Tosfos answers this question. He deals with this question. There's a number of different ways of looking at it. I just want to highlight one idea which I think is important, and that is because Birchat HaTorah is about engaging, la'asok b'divrei Torah. And since it's about engaging in Torah, you shouldn't look at your day that, okay, it's decompartmentalized into different components. There's Torah, and then there's psychology, and then there's washroom break, and then there's a doctor's appointment. No. You should look at it really that your entire day, in many ways, is engaging in Torah, right? It's not, it's the bracha of la suk with divrei Torah. And that's the opening bracha, right? That it's about engaging in Torah, and that's really a day long activity. It's not just the learning components. That's obviously that could be the primary. That's what the bracha is set over, which is why right away you have to say Yevarechacha and you have to say Elvam, right? But it's not considered a hefsek, right? You shouldn't look at your day as a hefsek, and therefore you're stopping to do that you started in the morning. All right, that's the... Okay. I still have a minute and a half. So the question is Birchat HaTorah d'oraisa or is it d'rabbanan? Is it a bilug obligation or is it a rabbinic obligation? So we know that there's for sure one bracha that's d'oraisa, and that is? Benching. Right, benching is, because it says v'chata, v'savata, v'rachta, right? So what about Birchat HaTorah? So we're actually going to see that it's actually split. And that's what our topic is for today. The Gemara in Source 6 says, Minyan the Brachas Hamazon Lachra Min HaTorah, as it says, V'chalt V'sato Berachta. Minyan the Brachas HaTorah Lefana Min HaTorah, as it says, Yishev Shemekra V'godo L'lokenu. So, for Rashi, when he comments, he seems to say, okay, just like we're asking the question, if benching is Min HaTorah, how do we know that? Brachas HaTorah is Min HaTorah. Oh, here's the pasuk. Meaning, it appears that since you're asking that question, that it's equated, they're equal. Just like benching is black and white in the Torah. And the fact that it could be fairly easily extrapolated, that so is Brachas HaTorah, seems to imply that to both of them are biblical in nature. And that is, in fact, what Rashi says. The Ramban, source number 7, is very upset because he feels that the Rambam left it out. The Rambam seems to imply that it's not mina Torah, it's only the Rabbanan, it's an Asmachta. Kisher Hashem Akrav is an Asmachta, it's a hint towards Berachos Torah, but not mamish in the, look, let's face it, towards Kisher Hashem Akrav, not literally make a Berachos Torah. But the Gemara learns that in fact it is. The Ramban says it is mina Torah, right? The Sefer Chinuch in number 8 seems to apply, it is mina Torah. The Rosh Hashulchan says it is mina Torah. Most of the Rishonim in fact say that it is in fact a biblical obligation. Now, why does it matter if it's rabbinic or biblical? If it's a suffix, did I say Baruch Hashem Torah today or not? If it's a suffix Doraisa, L'chumra. If it's suffix Rabbanan, it would be L'kula. That being said, we're not so sure what to do. Because even if you hold that it's the Torah, and even if you don't say it, it's a major issue, there is one way to get out of it. In fact, what is it? That really the entire theme of Berachos Torah, and this is what the Achronim deal with, consists in this paragraph. And what is the paragraph? The paragraph of Havah Rabbah. The paragraph that we say before Shema consists of all the themes of Berachos Torah. So if you're not sure if you said it, don't repeat it, because you'll end up saying it during davening in Havah Rabbah. And this way, if you feel that it's Doraisa, you kind of already, you said it in here. And if it's Rabbanah, it's Avraham Zaka, you don't repeat it. So that is, in fact, the halacha, and which anyway. And the other suggestion, Yaakov Yosef, is that if you don't want to do that, when you know the other thing you can do is, you can also hear the bracha from somebody else and say Amen to be Yosef that way. Okay, but that's what the Yaakov Yosef mentions. Another Achronim already say this. So again, is it Doraisa to Rabbanan? Appears to imply that it's Doraisa. The Rambam holds it to Rabbanan. Nafkamina, if you forget it, what do? You actually don't repeat it. It consists of, it's Ravat Olam and Ravat Rabbah. That's you can feel the mitzvah of Berachos Torah. Should you be not, if you're not sure if you said it or not, that's how you can fulfill it, as opposed to having to repeat the Berachos Torah over again. Okay, we'll continue, God willing, Monday night.